This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
And the coach is presented each and every week by our friends at Coca-Cola.
Yeah, and our friends at Coca-Cola United started distributing Body Armor back in November. It has been full speed ahead ever since. You can find several flavors of the premium sports drink at your local Piggly Wiggly and other retail outlets in your area.
Hello, coach. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Doing well. Let's talk about Alabama and Georgia last night, and we were discussing this earlier. Yeah, I know you think I overvalue Tom Crean. I like Tom Crean. They are terrible defensively, and he even said it after the game. I don't know what to do. A lot of times defense and rebounding get described as effort, but it goes deeper than that, right?
Well, it does. You know, they don't know where the ball is. They have no idea where the basketball is.
Well, that's a bad start.
Yeah, and they got too many easy layups. You remember layups, layups will just absolutely kill you. It's a game of threes and layups, and they've been terrible all year defensively, and certainly don't want to take anything away from Alabama because they played very, very well in and outside the 3-point line. Tom Crean is difficult.
Huh? Tom Crean is difficult?
Yeah, he's not a big Tom Crean fan. You don't remember this?
I do remember it. And Wimp, I mean, full disclosure, I like him because he's come on this show twice and he's been fabulous both times. That's
great.
That's how I judge coaches.
Sure, that's fine. That's it. No problem. Did y'all get to you got some questions. Did you get to read the article I sent you about the UCLA game?
Now, I forgot to read that. I'm sorry.
I didn't read it, Coach. I will get to it. I promise.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask you this.
We'll do it next week, I promise.
Somebody just asked us, and I had my answer, and I don't know if we got a definitive answer from these two, but the fourth best team in the SEC, I think most would agree, Tennessee, Kentucky, Auburn, however you want to put Tennessee and Kentucky, but Auburn, in most people's opinion, would be the number three team. Who would you put number four right now in the SEC?
LSU.
I agreed with you.
Boy, they live on the edge is what we were talking about, Coach.
LSU is not a very sound basketball team. They've got very good players. They play very well offensively. They just do some things among each other. You know, little guard last night, he got mad because they took him out. He started waving to the crowd behind the bench and all that kind of stuff. It's not a well-disciplined team, but it's a team he's done a nice job of getting out and getting a lot of good players, and they're going to be an NCAA team. Be interesting to see what happens when they do play Auburn this week, but I would say LSU.
When Tevin Mack says the coaches want him to be more aggressive and shoot more, and he finally did that last night, do you come across a lot of basketball players who you have to encourage to be more aggressive at shooting the ball? I usually picture it being the other way around, coaches trying to rein guys in.
Well, there wasn't many that I asked to shoot more. Most of them shot, the way I wanted them to, and I think he does too, really, even though he did say that. Sometimes when you don't have a hand in his face, he's got an open one, he's going to make it. Now, if you work him hard and try to keep the ball off of him as much as you possibly can, and then you defend him and contest him, the biggest thing in defending shooters is to contest the shot. Now, if you're playing against a team that doesn't contest much, the teams that I had, not mine, I encouraged our guys to leave their feet defensively. I want them to. If nobody else did that back then, we were athletic, and we could leave our feet, and we could try to contest shots. Now, he's going to be a good shooter, a better shooter if he doesn't play against somebody contested shot all the time.
The coach, Wim Sanderson, is with us. He joins us on the Bud Light Hotline each week, courtesy of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, make sure you stop in and get some of that Body Armor. It's a premium sports drink. It's got all the natural flavors and sweeteners available at your local Piggly Wiggly and other retail outlets.
Alabama goes to Vanderbilt next. Memorial Gymnasium. A listener, and I don't have the answer to this, a listener earlier said, what do you imagine Alabama's record is up there? You had success, but it has traditionally been a tough place for whatever reason for Alabama to play.
Yeah, it has. It is very. We won the SEC tournament up there. We didn't play them, but we had some success up there, and we lost some games up there. But it's a hard place to play. They're 0-9. It means that you've got to even practice harder to get ready for them. Not harder, but be more efficient. Don't feel like it, You know, you've got to have some leaders with your team, with your kids, that one game. The Vanderbilt game counts the same number as beating anybody else. I mean, it all counts one. And that's what you've got to do. You've got to, you know, you can't go in there and talk about that, 0-9, we got to win. You go in there and play as good as you can play and look at the scoreboard and see who won. That's what you do. You get your team ready to play as best you can, but you don't go in there with a lot of conversation about their record.
Well, maybe the most amazing story in sports right now that is broken over the last half day is longtime head coach Bob Stoops getting back into football as the head coach and general manager of a new XFL franchise based in Dallas. Your initial thoughts on this?
Here's my initial thoughts. He wanted to get out because he wanted to watch his son play. And they go at a period of time, they're going at a period of time where he's not seeing his son play. Football's over with in high school, and so he's going to see, and you get bored real quick, Lance. You get really bored, and you got to find something to do. This comment is just coming from me, okay? This next comment.
Okay.
So don't say wimp, say it. I know nothing, okay? So don't, I shouldn't even say it. But it might be to get back in coaching to get to a place in the SEC.
Just to stay kind of in front of, stay on the front burner.
Coaching and go from coaching to coaching.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, I said a different time. He did it because of the family. It didn't coincide, you know, messing up with his family. But I have a feeling he might be an SEC coach sometime.
So would it be at a place that sounds like Auburn?
I don't know. You said it. I didn't say it.
Good coverage, Jim. I don't think anybody knows who you're talking about.
Sounds like Auburn right there.
He jumping a G in front of Auburn. Auburn?
I did not call the name of the coach school, and I could be dead wrong.
Okay.
Would the coach be Galzin?
Wim Sanderson is with us. All right, so we're sending Brown off to Nebraska because he lost the bracket challenge last year.
Another one?
Yeah, so. You saw my wife. That's exactly what she said. She said, could you not just win one of these?
Smart as he thinks he is.
I do not, yeah.
So this place he's going, Wim, is a one-person town. She and her husband used to be a two-person town, but he has sadly passed away.
Yep.
So it's in Nebraska. How do you say it, Brown?
Monowai.
Monowai, Nebraska, population one.
How did you come up with that town?
It was a trash on the table story about this town that was population one, and our listeners.
So what are you going to do when you get there?
Sit and talk to this lady.
Sit in the bar and eat and have a conversation with the one lady in town.
How awesome is she has the flu?
I know. I'm out today.
What? Well, the last time he went, he held up a sign, he grew a beard, and he talked about football. And he's not going to do any of that?
Well, I mean.
Oh, he'll have a shtick. He does this really well. He's the best loser on the show.
I'm the only loser on the show right now.
Do you think, Jim, as well as he likes publicity, that he loses on purpose?
Oh, it's a good. I never thought about this, Lance, that he loses on purpose just so he can get all the love on social media.
Sure.
That seems like a Dunaway angle.
That's for the next several days. We're going to be talking about how Brownie got there, what he did, and he's going to talk about the weather and how well this lady knits.
Yeah,
if Dunaway's going to spend 3 nights in the BJCC, he would love to spend a couple of nights in Nebraska.
Yeah, I hate. I didn't think of that, Wimp. You're right. He does this for the publicity.
Certainly, he does. He loves himself. And he did that in order. Look at the publicity he's going to get. And y'all going to talk about it every day because it's February and there's nothing to talk about much?
I'm offended you would suggest this, Wim. I'm offended you would suggest that.
But see, it's a never-ending cycle for him because he's going to be in a one-person town in Nebraska in February where basketball is going on, where he should be watching basketball and getting ready for the bracket challenge, so he's going to lose it again.
Where is he staying?
Well, there's no hotel in this town, so the only time I'm leaving the town while I'm there is to go stay about 20 minutes down the road at a Holiday Inn.
I bet she lets you stay in the guest room if you asked.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Are you going to drive or fly there?
Well, I'm flying to Omaha, but then I got to rent a car, and it's like a 3.5-hour drive to this place out in the middle of nowhere.
Well.
Would you go with him?
Oh, I might. Yeah, I might. Well, no, I don't want to go. I've had enough publicity. I don't need any more publicity.
We'd have fun, Will.
She's the best-looking lady in town, I promise you.
Oh, yeah.
And the most beat-up lady in town.
I'll tell you what, I bet she's a toothless wonder.
No, she's a really sweet lady. We've seen a video of her. She's a really sweet lady, yeah. Well, I look forward to...
She owns a bar.
Yeah, she's the bartender. She's
mayor.
She's
the mayor.
The mailman.
Congratulations. Congratulations, Brownie. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Wimp.
She's the UCF of Nebraska is what she is.
Huge cup. Yeah.
What is UCF?
Yeah, the football team that claimed the national championship.
Oh, I was putting stuff in those letters and it wasn't good.
Wow. That was going to get you in trouble really quick.
All right, the Coach Wimp Sanderson presented each week by Forensic Coca-Cola.
And that is Body Armor, a premium sports drink. It's got electrolytes. It's got daily vitamins. Make sure you get in and enjoy the delicious all-natural taste of Body Armor.
And where do you get yours, Coach? Hey, by the way, I went to the 41 yesterday to get my lunch.
Well, great. 41, Piggly Wiggly's the best. 31's great, too. And Stanley and Andy are great. And I guess I appreciate you guys having me on. We didn't talk anything today. But
we talked basketball, Will, for 10 minutes.
We talked basketball and Bob Stoops.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Yeah, Bob Stoops. Why don't you go by the University of Nebraska and visit with them?
That's a little bit out of the way. I did look.
And you gave us a red mark for not doing our homework.
Yeah, you got mad at that, didn't you? I could tell in your voice.
Well, it was a great article the guy wrote because I thought it was a terrific article. I wish all three of you would read.
We will.
It's about Coach Bryant's passing and what all happened there, and there's a lot more to it even than he wrote, but I think it's interesting, but anyway, whatever.
No, we'll read it and bring it up next week,
right.
I promise.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, Wimp, love you.
Love you, bye.
Bye. That's the Coach Wimp Sanderson with us, courtesy of Coca-Cola on the Bud Light Hotline.
Follow Lance Taylor on Twitter, @TheLanceTaylor.